I think the origin of the prize was actually with students themselves. They advocated for it. And they knew of me because of my participation in Gable's activities, and therefore came to me to ask if a prize could get put in place for queer studies. A very specific student came to me. He was a religion major, and he was involved in the Jewish gay group, and so he was one of the few people at that time who knew I was actually a lesbian when he first came to the department, and so we just came together that way. You know, he was still a college student, and they wanted somebody in with more clout, but also as an adult, and more connections to the adult. He was an adult at the time too, but I mean, you know, older people who have been around a long time, but also know the university well. Mm-hmm. And that's why he came to me. Mm-hmm. It was the double reason that he knew I was a lesbian. He also knew I was connected to Gables, and that I knew the university well. Mm-hmm. So could reach out to certain groups, including Earwet, to get support for Be Glad and other activities. So I reached out to Earwag, and Maggie Sales was here at that time. She was just like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. And she and I worked to put it together. So in 1994, we had the first Queer Studies Award. It was not really all that hard to put together. I mean, it was sort of, I did a lot of the footwork in terms of actually getting the award funded. Mm-hmm. And I think Earwag put it, tossed in some money. The chaplain's office may have given money for the award, but maybe that was, I may be just confusing that with Be Glad. I know they sponsored a lot of events for Be Glad over the years, which was great. I actually donated some funding myself for the award. The award was only like a couple of $100s. It was never anything that would send or pay the rent for much. Mm-hmm. But it was a nice way to acknowledge that queer studies was going on at Columbia. Even though I'm not active in those groups anymore, I really, really, really am proud of the fact that we worked so hard for so many years over so many issues. And that these groups, some of which still exist, worked so hard to make lesbian, gay, and transgender issues a part of the life at Columbia, as opposed to this satellite issue that nobody really cared about when I first came to Columbia. And to see that transition and be part of the transition was really gratifying. And Columbia has the oldest queer group in the world, I think. Maybe just in the United States, but the oldest queer group. And that group was only students, and obviously it was only male students. Mm-hmm. Because Columbia was all male at the time. And to see it move from this small all-male group to women, to people of color, to Asians, to transgendered people, to even though I left the employee group, to employees, and have faculty more involved in everything. It was a time of an opening up of queer issues. Mm-hmm. That I'm really glad I experienced. And it's really made my life now much more gratifying and worth, well, my life is worth it anyway, but
worth staying at Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Worth staying at Columbia, yeah, exactly.